We have one more storyteller tonight, and you know, we're celebrating wrestling. It made, we should have a, like an actual wrestler in the house, right? Yeah. So we fucking do. Please put your hands together for Paloma Starr.
This is my first storytelling gimmick, so let's see how I do. I mean, I get beat up in less clothes, so this should be fine, right? So I kind of want to start off with a side story that just happened yesterday that I haven't told anybody else yet. Me and my boyfriend Cody were hanging out with our new friends. They're a couple. They're older. And we were talking to him. And honestly, I don't tell people I'm a wrestler. Most of the time, I don't kind of feel it out, see how it's working. And depending how it is, then I'll tell them. Because most of the time when I say I'm a wrestler, they're like, oh, you do that fake shit. So I fill them out till I see, find out what they think like. And I think, I can't remember what exactly brought it up. But I said, oh, yeah, we're huge wrestling fans. That's what we started out filling the waters out. And Lisa, who was there with us, actually brought it up. She's like, oh, my trainer's a wrestler. We're like, oh, really? Who is it? Like, oh, he's this huge wrestler. He has long blonde hair. He's super famous. He's in WWE. And we're like, who is it? He's like, I don't know if you know him. He's in the UK right now. And Cody looks like, oh no, we're going to know him. Like, who is it? He's like, oh, let me look him up. Let me look him up real quick. So we're saying, like, who's a wrestler who has long blonde hair, who's mainly in the UK, who's super famous? Like, oh no, he's like, was on TV and all stuff. Pulls up her phone. Ryan Howe, Skidmark. And I'm like, oh, and me and Cody were like, Skidmark? And they're like, oh, that's how he's putting himself over now, I guess. I thought that was, like, really weird. And I'm like, so I didn't burst her bubble to let her know, like, that's actually, never mind. And I'm like, okay, I'll start it with it. So when I first started wrestling, I was a freshman in college. I was going to college and wrestling school at the same time. I was getting beat up. Wrestling did not come natural for me. It was really, really hard. And when I was mainly a manager, mainly a valet at the time, but I still had spots in matches, doing stupid hardcore stuff too, but wanted to get into wrestling as much as I can even before I was fully trained. So I actually had one fan already, even just being the manager, and I was actually part of a group called Kissy Boots. And if you guys know what Kissy Boots is or where we got the name from, shout out to you guys, because that's awesome. And I have a fan named JC. So I just want to say, I have a whole bunch of wrestling stories, but I wanted to start with this one since it's kayfabe. And kayfabe is not dead for JC. JC had a shirt, and I was his number one wrestler. He had a shirt that said, I heart star, because back then I just went as star because I'm super creative with names. And in the back, it said, star's number one fan. He would always come up to me to his shows. He was nice-ish, as nice as a wrestling fan can be to a wrestler without being creepy. He was nice. I would always talk to me, always made a point to take a picture with me. I'm like, cool, hey, I actually have a fan. That's awesome. So this was in MySpace days. I don't know if you guys remember, in MySpace days, you could actually answer bulletins, and the bulletin surveys were all these stupid random questions. And I was answering one, because what else are you supposed to do? And one of the questions was like, what are you looking forward to today? And I said, I'm looking forward to my intramural flag football game later tonight. I didn't put where was that or anything like that, because honestly, who cares about intramural flag football? Nobody ever goes to these games. The only people that go are the people who are on the team. So anyway, me and my team go and play flag football. We're doing awesome. And all of a sudden, my roommate turns to me and she's like, isn't that your fan? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, standing over there on the sidelines, isn't that your fan? And I look at him, I'm like, oh my God, that's JC from the show. What the hell? So I was like, okay, I'm not going to pay any attention to him. I definitely don't want to talk to him. Like, first of all, how did he know where I was playing? It's intramural flag football. It's not announced or broadcast anywhere, like in field, behind the field house. No, nothing like that. So he somehow found out where I was playing. I was like, okay, kind of ignored it. Didn't even talk to him about it. The next show, he comes up to me and says, like, hey, you did awesome. You did great. That touchdown that you did. I'm like, who paid what? Okay, whatever. Later on, he tells me he decided to enroll in UTSA, the same college that I was going to. That's when I'm like, okay, all right. This is getting kind of weird now. I'm like, whatever, it's a fan. I won't ever see him. Then he started to trying to find out more about me, where I was working at that time. At that time, I was working in an industry where I did not want a lot of people to know, especially wrestling fans. So he was definitely trying his hardest to get closer to me. Well, Anyway, I was turning heel soon. I was turning on Kissy Boots, telling F you and being heel. And the perfect way to do it was on my birthday. I was my 19th birthday, and JC brought me a birthday cake. So I had the perfect idea. As soon as I screwed over Kissy Boots, I turn over to JC to grab my cake. I say, thank you. I turn back around, and smash it in his face. He is pissed. I mean, like, livid. I mean, the fans were, like, eating it up. It was amazing. Like, this was, like, and it's so funny because I think somebody, like, made a GIF even before it was a GIF because they caught the moment when I got the cake, when I turned around, this and face, and they made it into, like, a little animated thing. I still have it on my Facebook. I'll post it on my face, on my MySpace. I'll post it on my Facebook. So you guys can see it. So he was, like, crazy mortified, like, it's insane, and they'll have all these heat. I'm like, yes, awesome, this is exactly what I wanted. Next show comes along, and JC has a new shirt. His new shirt says, I heart Miss Dyslexia. Miss Dyslexia was a girl that I was doing a whole feud with. And also, in the back of it, it said, fuck star, everybody else has. So I was like, oh. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm a heel, this is heat, oh, all right, I'll take it. So, whatever, you know, if somebody really hates me, all right, that's fine. Next show comes around, and I start hearing all these rumblings about, like, oh, shit, did you hear what JC's doing? And I'm like, no, what? JC, my fan, is having a raffle for One Night with Star. He was selling tickets to everybody in the show for 10 cents each. I wish I still had it. He printed out, took time to print out raffling tickets that said, One Night with Star, Sleazy Motel included, but you include your own condoms because you don't know what she has. Oh. And this guy was legit. Like, I was like, wow, he's creative and took time, but come on. I wish I still had that, but I was like, oh, okay. Like, is this still heat? Like, is this still the kind of heat that I do want? So that was really weird and awkward and kind of like, almost like, I didn't take it personally, but like, I was just like, really? Come on now. So around this time, I was actually getting ready to move to Amarillo with my boyfriend, Cody Jones. And at this time, I was like doing a storyline, wrapping stuff up. And the next thing I know, there's a YouTube video of my fan, JC, basically talking shit on me, saying how I'm turning on the fans, how in a few months I'm gonna end up pregnant, how dare I leave San Antonio and go live in Amarillo with this hooligan Cody Jones, which, by the way, he's never even met, never even seen, but it was just so funny he included him in it. Was basically saying that, oh, I'm actually leaving because I have HIV. He said that I'm actually leaving that because of that reason, and I was like, what is going on? The last part of this video is him burning my shirt, the I Heart Star shirt, burning my shirt on the street. Funniest part is he couldn't get it lit. Like, I'm watching this video go on, like, is this really happening right now? But he was just, like, trashing me, trashing Cody, trying to get my t-shirt lit for some reason. So, anyway, so that was really interesting and very scary, and actually kind of glad that I moved away because that was a really weird, could turn possible, very creepy situation. So I don't hear from him at all. 5 years, 6 years go by, and I'm actually going back to ACW, which is Anarchy Championship Wrestling in Austin. Yeah, where that's where I started training. That's where I started it all. And this was also like a really cool redemption moment for me because when I was starting working there, I was just seen as a spot monkey, a stupid bumps, you know. But this time I actually had a great fucking match. I like proved to everybody, like, y'all could actually wrestle besides getting hit with light tubes. So at the end of the match, I won. And guess who's sitting in the balcony? JC flipping me off. Oh. I'm like, 6 years later, he's still out after me. So, and I come home, check my Facebook, and guess who sends me a friend request? Wow. So ladies and gentlemen, kayfabe is not dead.
Guys, I know you may hear some conflicting messages in the world out there about how we should follow JC. Do not follow that JC. That's not cool. Don't be like that guy. There's enough people like him in the world. That sucks. Thank you so much, Paloma. Thank you, everybody, for telling the story tonight, for fucking being here. Thank you to Marty and Sarah for putting so much of this night together. Thank you to